Britain's House of Lords is set to vote Friday on a bill to stop a no-deal Brexit against the wishes of Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
The rebels have so far managed to block Johnson's plan to leave the EU next month without a divorce deal. It was the embattled leader's third parliamentary defeat in 2 days, an evidence that scarcely 6 weeks after taking office with a vow to break Britain's Brexit deadlock, which had ensnared and eventually brought down his predecessor, Theresa May, Johnson's plans for a clean break with the bloc are in crisis, with events seemingly spiralling out of control. He leads a government with no majority in Parliament and may not be able to secure an election soon that could change that fact. Charles de la Desma, London.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Thursday China understands, respects and supports her government's move to formally withdraw an extradition bill. She considers the move part of measures to help the city move forward from months of unrest. In a news conference, Lam was questioned on why it took her so long to withdraw the bill that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China despite increasingly violent protests.
It is not exactly correct to describe this as a change of mind. You will remember on the 15th of June, and that is only within a few days, I announced the suspension of the bill. And of course, I also say that the legislative work on this bill will come to an end.
Lam withdrew the bill on Wednesday. The Taliban says it carried out a suicide car bombing Thursday in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. At least 10 people are now dead. NATO-led military alliance says an American and a Romanian soldier were killed in action in that attack, raising the number of U.S. military fatalities to 16 this year. This is VOA News. Hurricane Dorian pummeled the southeastern U.S. coast Thursday with drenching rains and powerful winds while threatening to inundate low-lying coastal lands with surging stormwater of 2 meters or more. The Category 2 storm tracked the shoreline near Charleston, South Carolina, packing winds of 175 kilometers an hour. Forecasters said it could move near or over North Carolina coast later in the day and into Friday. At last check, it was reported near Cape Fear, North Carolina. By the weekend, the U.S. National Hurricane Center said the storm, weakened but still a hurricane, could reach the northeastern U.S. coast and Nova Scotia in Canada. The immense storm, which killed at least 23 people in the Bahamas, now has hurricane-force winds extending outward from its eye 95 kilometers. Tropical-force winds outward 315 kilometers. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has put himself in the eye of a storm over his comments about where Dorian was headed. VOA's Steve Herman reports from the White House.
Most of Trump's recent tweets about Hurricane Dorian have focused on the southern state of Alabama, which weather forecasters say was never in the storm's direct path. The president, however, has been arguing otherwise and hurling his fake news invective at media pointing out the discrepancy. Trump faced further media mockery after he displayed an old hurricane forecast map in the Oval Office on Wednesday that had been altered with a pen to extend the projected path of the hurricane into southern Alabama. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
11 more women are telling the AP opera star Placido Domingo sexually harassed them or behaved inappropriately. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
One is a singer, Angela Turner Wilson, who said Domingo groped her.
In between on breaks, I saw him sort of grab young women and just kiss them.
Wilson tells the AP the women would be startled, maybe a little flattered.
They didn't ask for it, and he probably didn't know their names. And it wasn't appropriate.
Wilson is now a college voice teacher in the Dallas area. With Domingo, she was cast as the second female lead in an opera.
Then we had at least two young singers come to us and say, please don't put me in a room alone with him.
Domingo's spokeswoman issued a statement disputing the allegations, calling them inaccurate and unethical, but provided no specifics. The Los Angeles Opera is investigating the allegations. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. and Chinese envoys are to resume high-level trade talks next month, according to China's Commerce Ministry. It made the announcement days after the two sides announced another round of tariffs targeting each other's exports. China said the talks would take place in Washington, and the decision had been made in a phone call between its top trade negotiator, the U.S. Trade Representative, and the U.S. Treasury Secretary. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
VOA1, the voice of America. VOA1.